Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The candidates for U.S. Senate in Massachusetts may disagree on many things, but they share at least one thing in common. They both outspent their competitors on the way to victory in the primary election on Tuesday of this week. Money remains a large factor in the race as it now turns to the general election in June. Of particular focus, the new debate over who will pay for campaign ads. WBUR political reporter Fred Tice explains.
In the previous Senate race, which ended only 6 months ago, the two candidates did something historic. They agreed to keep negative ads by outside groups out of the race. Scott Brown and Elizabeth Warren signed the People's Pledge. If any outside group advertised on television or radio for either one of them, the other had to give half that amount to charity. Pam Wilmot of Common Cause Massachusetts says it worked.
The People's Pledge significantly reduced outside money. It significantly reduced negative advertising. It limited dark or secret money in our elections. And it boosted the role of small donors.
Wilmot is calling on Ed Markey and Gabriel Gomez to sign the pledge. Markey is on board if Gomez is.
I am going to challenge Gabriel Gomez to take the People's Pledge. To Scott Brown and Elizabeth Warren's credit, they reached an historic agreement which kept out that tsunami of politically polluted money that swept across all of the rest of the United States.
But Gomez will not agree to the pledge.
Let's be honest about it. Politicians make pledges because nobody trusts them. And I think it's a kind of the height of hypocrisy when Congressman Markey, who's been taking outside money for the last 30 years from groups that he regulates and has control over, and now he wants to ask me to do the same thing.
The Center for Responsive Politics, which tracks these things, reports that since 1989, Markey has indeed taken in $2.8 million from political action committees. Peter Ubertasio, chairman of the Political Science Department at Stonehill College, explains why it's not in Gomez's interest to sign the People's Pledge.
In order to defeat a Democrat in a Democratic state, when you're behind and you know that he's going to be able to deploy troops into the field that you cannot possibly hope to match, any kind of outside assistance is going to be useful.
Ubertasio says the path to victory for Gomez is to count on outside groups to demoralize Democrats.
Keep them home. Create doubt about Markey as an effective senator in the minds of Democrats and unenrolled voters. And one way you can do that is by allowing outside voices to come in and make those claims for you.
And yet, Scott Brown signed the People's Pledge. But when he did, he had already raised significant amounts of money, and so could take a chance. At the time, it looked like an example for future races. Now, it looks like it was a one-time deal. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.